Today's gospel reading is a clear example of our universal call to service and ministry within the church. While there are certain sacramental functions and ministries in the church, these exist only against the backdrop of the broader baptismal call to ministry given to each one of us. We are, each one of us, a part of a gathering, an assembly of people. But we are here more than just one person next to another person. Here, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. As we move into one another's company, we each become something more than what we were. Just the physical act of gathering here is itself already a creative act. But God's will, not by our doing, this gathering is given a new meaning, a new level of being that changes each one of us. The real meaning of the assembly will be spoken again here by all of us. It is Christ's words that we'll use. We will do it just as he did. We will bring into our midst a piece of bread, and it will be the body of Christ. We will break the bread and eat it. The Eucharist and the assembly will be one. More indeed than what we were. Few times does Jesus contrast the world's standard with his own standard as clearly as in today's gospel. Jesus is the Lord, the eternal King of kings, yet he puts all his power, all his wisdom, all his energy, and all his talents at the service of others. He seeks nothing for himself. Many who live in this fallen world do just the opposite. We tend to put all our gifts and talents at the service of ourselves. My will be done seemed to be the world's motto. But God's will be done was Christ's motto, and because he was faithful to it, he put our salvation before his comfort and honor. This fundamental attitude is displayed in Christ's repeated prediction of his passion. In the first reading, which echoes the prophecy of Isaiah, Jesus goes into more detail about his coming fate. He gives a play-by-play account of what will happen to him, the unjust condemnation, the physical torture, the mockery, the crucifixion. He knows what awaits him in Jerusalem, and yet he doesn't turn aside. This shows that everything he will be suffered willingly, not for any benefit that will accrue to him, but for our salvation. Jesus became incarnate, lived, and died for our sake. He had no self-centered item on his agenda. He came to serve and to give his life for others. And the same law ought to rule the lives of all of us. Following this law of Christ's kingdom is not always easy, but recognizing its goodness and rightness is. And I'd like to share with you a story that reflects this. One of the most famous shipwrecks from the 19th century happened to a British steamboat called the Birkenhead. It was carrying British troops along with their families to South Africa. And in the early hours of the morning in February 1852, the ship rammed up on an uncharted rock. The rock sliced the hull in two, right down the middle, drowning the soldiers who were asleep in the bottom decks. The rest of the crew and the passengers climbed to the deck in a panic, and the captain tried to get the women and children to safety by lowering them into lifeboats. By the time the lifeboats were clear, the ship had sunk, and the men were swimming for their lives amidst churning waves and sharp rocks and sharks. A 17-year-old lieutenant by the name of Russell had been put in command of one of the lifeboats. As he steered it clear of the wreckage, a drowning sailor reached up and clutched the side of the boat. One of the women inside screamed and said, "That's my husband. Please save him." But there was no room in the jam-packed lifeboat, not even for one more. Lieutenant Russell stood up and jumped clear of the boat into the sea. The drowning sailor was then pulled up into his place. And all the women cried out, "God bless you, sir," to Russell. but in a few moments he sank from view. Chances are such dramatic self-giving happened once in a lifetime, but chances to put others first in little things of life happen every single day. We can put others first in many ways, from feeding the hungry to comforting the sorrowful to forgiving those who offend us. Putting others first is one of the most courageous ways to imitate Christ's love for us, because it's precisely when others despise us in their hearts and criticize us that we are wounded the most. As you heard in the opening announcements today, another way we can love and help our neighbors is by participating in the parish's Go Make a Difference Day, and that's this coming Saturday. It presents a time for us to forget about ourselves and what we want to do that day and give up that time for others, and there's nothing difficult about it. Go Make a Difference is a day of sharing with others while completing some light tasks for those who are unable to do so for themselves. And those assisting that will receive a bright green t-shirt, and I trust that when we wear it, it will remind others to go make a difference. Today, as Jesus puts us first by giving himself to us in this Mass, let's ask him to help us follow his example just a little bit better this week.